Saudi Arabia doesn't hold many elections. It's a monarchy, and Saudis don't really get to choose their national leaders. But there are municipal elections. And this week, something new for the kingdom, Saudi women can now vote and stand as candidates in local elections. Big change? Yes. But activists like Hala Al-Dosari say there's still challenges. Al-Dosari is observing the election from here in the U.S., where she's completing a fellowship.
Well, there are procedural issues, some restriction placed on women in particular and in general in the timeline of the whole process. Basically, if you're a candidate and you're disqualified, there is no justifiable reason, even if all the conditions for being a candidate is applied to you. So women who have been disqualified on the final list of candidates, they don't know who is the authorized entity in the government that disqualified them.
And you're referring to the fact that a few of the women who have been disqualified have been activists on some issues in Saudi Arabia.
That's one of the issues as well, but there are men as well. And we do know that the Ministry of Interior is interfering in the whole thing by disqualifying some of the candidates. And there are, of course, procedural issues like having women candidates restricted in their representation, basically having to hire men to speak to men constituencies, and having to have closed places segregated from other board members in the municipal council. There are other issues as well of the timeline. If you're disqualified, you can never be part of the whole process again because there is only 12 days for people to have their campaigns, which does not leave room for women who want to object on disqualification to get back on track.
I want to go back to what you just said. Women have to have men speak for them, meaning, say, at a campaign rally, a man has to speak for the woman?
Yeah. If she needs to present her program for men in the district, she cannot do it directly.
I also read that the female candidates can't show their faces on posters.
Yes, that's correct. But the rule applies to both men and women candidates. Previously in the municipal elections in the past, men candidates were able to show their faces. But in this election, we believe it's because of the women presence. They have this new rule that now applies to all candidates.
What about on voting day? Are there separate polling spots for men and women?
Yes, it is separate.
How have women responded to this opportunity?
I would say that we have been preparing for the whole thing since 2009. There has been grassroots movement called Baladi Initiative, created by Saudi women who have been trying to engage women in the whole process of being part of the municipal election.
You're part of that movement, aren't you?
I supported and collaborated with the women, but I didn't start it.
What are your activist friends back in the kingdom saying about what's going on in these days leading up to this important new vote?
Well, there is mixed feelings. A lot of people believe that the power given to members of the municipal councils are very much controlled and they don't have real authorities. So some of the people, some of the activists believe that the whole thing is just a cosmetic thing and it doesn't really change the position of people in the municipality or the power given to people. So they are in favor of boycotting the whole thing. Others believe that this is an important step to have more and more people as part of the political process, as part of their community, engaged with their community, and particularly for women to be visible.
And is that latter sentiment the one you share?
Of course, yeah.
From your point of view, is this allowing of women to vote for the first time the result of pressure from women themselves and Saudi authorities finally responding?
I believe there is a factor of women, but because it's really individualistic and authoritarian in nature, it's very difficult to decide what factors really led to opening for women or opening for public policy.
Hala, my last question is a personal one. I wonder what this means to you. You're an activist and have been working on a number of issues in Saudi Arabia. And now, you know, this is a pretty important step. What does it mean to you?
Well, it means more women on board. It means that they will be part of their community in ways that were not possible before. I think that will be a positive change for the women themselves on board and for the society at whole.
Hala Al-Dosari is a writer and activist from Saudi Arabia. Thanks, Hala.
You're welcome.